From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. It's been 2 months since schools closed to slow the spread of the coronavirus. South Florida museums have stepped up to help out with virtual education. As WLRN's Jessica Bakeman tells us, students with computers and internet access can learn about history, science, and wildlife conservation from home.
Meet Citrus, a 200-pound female loggerhead sea turtle being treated for a condition called chronic debilitation.
You guys can see through the water there. Citrus has a really large head and a really thick neck.
A staff member at Loggerhead Marine Life Center in Juneau Beach gives a video tour of the facilities where six sea turtles are nursed back to health.
The learners actually go into our indoor sea turtle hospital, which is otherwise off limits and staff only.
Hannah Campbell is the director of education. This video is part of a series of live science instruction the center is offering daily. Museums and other attractions throughout the region are inviting kids inside virtually and offering free digital lessons to make learning from home more engaging.
Loggerhead sea turtles are best known for their diet of things like conch and crab and lobster.
Campbell says the behind-the-scenes look at the Sea Turtle Hospital lets people at home watch the healing process unfold.
People need something that is hopeful, that is going to bring them a little peace and a smile, and we call that a daily dose of vitamin C.
Get it? Like the sea? Reporting from the seaside, I'm Jessica Bakeman in Miami.
And you can check out our list of local nonprofits' digital learning resources at WLRN.org. Once there, you can see the latest COVID-19 news in South Florida and how the first phase of reopening is going today for Miami-Dade and Broward counties. You can find that on our coronavirus live updates. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.